This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We're doing all things careers in Daba. And this morning, Uste is back. It's been a while, Uste. Welcome back on MUT Radio. Thank you so much for joining us once again. We are still on that route of unpacking the faculties that we have at MUT. We've started with the first two faculties, the Faculty of Management Sciences and the Faculty of Engineering. Today, we're looking at the Faculty of Applied and Health Sciences. Thank you so much. Tell us more about this faculty. Mhlampe, what is it about and what does it entail? Which courses Mhlampe Siwathola on the Faculty of Applied and Health Sciences?
Okay. Hello. Thank you. Thank you, Awe, too. And also thank you for having me. Uste Igama, njobusu shilo. Ngiyajabula nje ukuzokhuluma ngeFaculty of Applied and Health Sciences at MUT because iFaculty of Applied and Health Sciences at MUT is one faculty and ama programs amaningi compared to other faculties. Okay. So, yeah, that makes me happy nje kugodwa. But ke, when you talk about the iFaculty of Applied and Health Sciences at MUT, we're talking about science, right? Okay. So, when you look at the Faculty of Applied in Health Sciences, uzobona ukuthi ifaka ama programs like biomedical science, biomedical department, le ofara a bachelor's degree, yaka medical laboratory science, ubona ama programs anjengo agriculture, you look at programs like environmental health science degree yaka environment. So maningi kono information and communications technology kona o department of chemistry maningi guys ama departments under that faculty. But owe kona engcabanga ukuthi it is very important awe to talk about or maybe ukukhava kule introduction, because to be honest, this is just intro to say
yes,
yini ongayilindela kule faculty, and then we'll have isikhathi where we'll just unpack everything.
Definitely,
So a program, we will try and unpack each program. But now, let me do what I'm here for. Ukuthi ngizo introduce nje iFaculty of Applied and Health Sciences. So iFaculty of Applied and Health Sciences, njengoba sengichazile, imapha ama programs ongawalindela khona if umuntu o external. And also MUT students, because you'd find that I'm at MUT, but I'm doing management sciences. Mm, so
yes.
I'm not too like familiar with applied in health sciences.
Yes.
But take a lapaya ga faculty of applied in health sciences are wetu. From ama prospective students way to see ama requirements kuba ama subjects our science. Mm. Ne?
Okay.
So when you talk about science, ubone, most people, they just think of physical science and be like, but then I'm not doing physics. So, but do I qualify? That's the question. Is it all most of the time? But the truth is, mangabe uga faculty of applied in health sciences, maninga ma programs. Other programs don't really require one to have physical science.
Okay.
So we'll just mention, or let me just list the subjects that we want ama required subjects or minimum requirements for one to enter or ukuthi ekwazi ukwenza ama programs under applied in health sciences. So lapaya we look at physical sciences, we look at life science at grade 12, right? Physical science, life science, we look at geography. Most people, they tend to forget ukuthi geography form part of science. Mm. So geography is science for people to know. So geography, we look at agricultural sciences. Agricultural science, very important, applied in health. And obviously, university also look at English.
Mm.
So English is very important. Because for each faculty, I don't know, I'm just emphasizing on that. For each faculty, it is very important to see English yomfundi is above 50% all the time. Whether and engineering or applied in health, no more management, yes.
Yeah.
But it has to be 50% or more English, because the minute you get 49%, unfortunately, you're out. Mm. Even if your physics, your mathematics, oh, I forgot to mention maths, pure maths and maths leads. So that's another problem, Esibana Awaits, because most of our prospective students, they tend to think, ukuthi, choose the faculty of applied in health science. If I'm doing maths leads, and life science, so I don't qualify. And geography. And unfortunately, they do qualify. I don't know what thing it's unfortunately or fortunately. They do qualify, because now you find that most of them, they just think, but then I'm doing maths lit. Mm. You know, when you look at a person, but then I'm doing maths lit, you can see with this person already, you feel like anja. No, we do take him maths lit, ka faculty of applied and health sciences at MUT. So it maths lit or pure mathematics, physical science, life science, geography, agricultural science, and any English, obviously.
Yeah.
Ikona yonke indawo. So ebe ngifuna ukusho ilogo. And also, since I mentioned all these subjects as a high school, it doesn't mean that one must have all these subjects. But see, what am I saying? I am saying for each department, there will be those minimum requirements specifically for that department.
Definitely.
Let's just do, for instance, let's just do a department, our nature. Okay, let me just take community extension, for instance. I'm taking community extension for a reason. Eh?
Okay.
So when you look at your community extension, if you are under a stream, Saga Physics, you are doing physics, pure maths, geography, English, and so forth.
Yeah.
You do qualify 100%. But also, if you are from a stream, Saga Humanities. So in that way, you are doing maths lit, you are doing life sciences, you are doing geography and English. You also qualify 100%. Wow. So we have those departments or programs where you find that one qualifies, whether regardless of the stream.
You stream at
The stream that you are doing. And there are programs like bachelor's degree in medical laboratory science, IPA medical science department, where you find that they want students to have physical science, pure mathematics, strictly pure maths. They must have life science as well as what? English. So combination, like combo yakon, ikufuna konke. So it has to be someone who's doing physical science. But it depends. Some they do require, some they don't. So it is important for our prospective students to know. But then when we unpack programs, like each program, we will be able to sing in a bit deep in terms of ukuthi yini ongayilindela, why is it like that? Kube ukuthi ungakwazi ukungena kule program whether unalokhu noma unalokhu. And then yini, what is the cause of that? It is because of the modules are offered right ilo program.
Yes.
And you'd find that some of the programs, njenge agriculture, bane subject specifically a physical science.
Oh, okay.
So yingakho you'd find that. So we'll unpack that. Mesek figures cards. So what's school mengako?
Definitely. Before I let you go, Stay, I understand there are students who come from Gametric, but there are those abasema TVET. What about those in terms of the Faculty of Applied and Health Science? Does the Faculty of Applied Health Science take abantaba suka from TVETs with specific qualifications?
Thank you for asking that, because I totally forgot to touch on that into your certificate and stuff. I'm only talking about prospective students got a cool level as a high school. Like, thank you so much. So now let's go back to ETVET. Now, if you are willing to be part of e-applied in health science faculty at MUT, obviously Upuma with TVET College, like a government at TVET College.
Yeah, so I like the fact that you mentioned
a public
that.
One. Yes. So yes, by a con, they are able to join ama programs that are under applied in health sciences, but good ama conditions, obviously. But in Eluenza isbonelo ngendo etwayo utienzeke most of the time. Yingaka, just take this one specifically, again, the example.
Okay.
Just like agriculture, when it comes to e-program, yagwa agriculture, ihlukeneka uthu, obviously, at MUT, we have agriculture, animal production, we have agriculture, yaga, plant production. So, abantwana coming from a TVET college, they come with e-agriculture. And wanting to join agriculture, so MUT, unfortunately, we are unable to admit them or to accept the applications. Reason being, mostly at TVETs, they offer farming management specifically. It's agriculture, but it's farming management. And at MUT, unfortunately, farming is just a module.
Okay.
Under, you understand? Yes. So it's just a module under animal production.
Yes.
So now, when as someone with the qualification in farming, we are unable to accommodate you. Because when you look at some credits and stuff,
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. Akulingani. Yes, but for some of the programs, sorry, ukuthi ngingene phakathi, but for some of the programs, you find that ama students, yes, they are able to articulate and engene MUT and apply for that specific program, abeyenze TVET and uyakwazi ukuthi angene.
Definitely. We'll definitely unpack it more as we move forward, with particularly on our programs just now at MUT. Nosthe, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time and nokubakhona kwethu MUT Radio. Angiyabona lapho ukuthi you guys also have a page on social media. If you can just share with us.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much, Awethu. Yes, MUT Student Recruitment, Usteno Ayanda, obviously, seen a page on Facebook, libizwa ngokuthi MUT Schools. Students, prospective students, they are able to be follow that page, basically banging in the inbox and say, hi, my name is Se Mapumulo from, and you tell us the name of his college. Obviously, besu ya buzaki.
Yes,
we are buzaki. Sik pendule. And also, we have a WhatsApp number.
Okay. Ne,
for those abanama specific programs and aputuma. So they can always send us a WhatsApp ku 068-159-3238 and say, hi, my name is same thing. Introduce your fan.
There's a swift response there. No, siyabonga kakhulu. Usithewa Kamaphumulo, student recruitment officer wala eMangosuthu University of Technology. Until next Thursday.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.